One of my favorite childhood characters was the Lone Ranger. I watched with anticipation each week as the Masked Man and his faithful companion Tonto fought to right some of the wrongs of the Old West, only to leave town before anyone could thank them. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. That was my favorite part of the show, and every show ended the same way. The Lone Ranger wasn't interested in accolades, trophies, or banquets in his honor. He was only interested in fighting for law and order in the wild, wild west. And when he fired his gun, he never aimed to kill, always to bring the bandit in with the least amount of force necessary. And not to mention, silver bullets were pretty expensive back then. When the writers of the show developed the characters, they purposely wrote a creed that the Lone Ranger and Tonto took very seriously. Even the television actors, wanting to be good role models for the children in the 1950s, took their positions seriously and tried to live their lives accordingly. Superman, Zorro, and other fictional characters in the 1950s followed the same code. Star athletes back then credited their teammates, coaches, fans, anyone but themselves for their success. They were humble in their success and lived their lives by a strict code of conduct. Well, what's happened since then? Now, not a week goes by that we don't have some award show on television honoring people for simply doing what they do well. The Lone Ranger did it without accolades. Celebrities donate money to a charity in return for getting their name on a building or project. And athletes, instead of thanking their teammates, thump their chests with their very own victory dance of, "It was all me." The powerful impact of these fictional characters still resonates with me even today. Doing the right thing, moral codes, ethics, almsgiving, all the tenets of what it is to be a good Christian, a follower of Christ. When Jesus performed a miracle, he asked those involved not to tell anyone. He never stuck around long enough for the banquet in his honor. That is what Christ is asking of us, simply to do things because they're the right thing to do. Help people in need when no one is watching. Give money to a street beggar or a family member in a bind or a charity that does great work, not for the praise, but because the cause is right and just. I can see it now as clearly as when I was a kid. Someone will ask, "Who was that masked man?" And in a loud, clear voice, in front of my 21-inch RCA black and white television, I would reply, "That was the Lone Ranger." This is Tony Agnese.